In the bleak midwinter, frosty wind made moan, and earth stood hard as iron, water like stone. Snow.
My name's Les. I'm from Bristol. I was sent to prison for 6 years for a crime I committed.
Snow in the bleak midwinter.
Hello, I'm Robert King. I'm a Catholic priest and I've been involved with prison ministry. Advent is a time of preparation, a time of waiting. Yet as a season, it's a joyful one because we recognise that we're waiting with great joy, great anticipation, great expectancy for Christmas. As humans, we find ourselves waiting all the time. It's something we're familiar with. Often that sense of waiting can be quite frustrating. Waiting in a Christian context is a time of preparation, a time when we try to be engaged and proactive in our waiting.
Prison. It's a hard regime if you're a person that likes company, because you're more or less left on your own. You have to make your own way through, and it does get hard for people. You're in there on the night time, your door's locked at a certain time, and you know you're there from that time to the early hours of the morning. And there's so much time on your hand, and all you've got time to do is think about things. Think about the past, think about now, and think about the future. In that time, you find out who you are, what you are, or what you could be. You need to look forward, because if you don't, you'll just go down and down and down, and then when you're at the bottom, there's nowhere else to go.
Prisons are incredibly noisy places. I'm told that at night, the noise is almost unbearable. Yet in that noise, there's a silence that exists in our own heads, our own hearts. We need to first think about from where we have come and where we are going, so that now makes sense. In prison, as people look forward to their release, they cannot help but think about where they've come from. What course of events, what tragedies, what actions have led them to prison?
I started talking to other prisoners in there. I noticed they were doing hobbies and workshops, and there was even birds in there, like budgies. So I decided I was going to get me a bird as well. And that was the best thing I ever did, I think. And then you find out who's got any eggs, and then you go up and have a word with them, sort of deal out with them, like. And then everybody who wanted an egg marked theirs with a pencil, like. And a couple of days, everybody keep going up, having a look. The bloke would say, like, yeah, they're coming on, they're nice, it's going well. Full grown men, like, worried about this batch of eggs, like, and we were. You know what I mean? It was an investment sort of thing, like, and when they were getting ready to crack their own seed after a number of weeks, we'd be out there as often as possible waiting for him to crack it, so that as soon as he did, we'd grab him and take him away back to his new home and start the education. I took him down, it was all prepared for him, everything was there for him. And I brought him down the first night. I got in bed, turned the light off, and all I could hear was a scuttling up and down the cage. And it was driving me crackers. And I thought, I've made a mistake here. But I eventually got him out of the cage, and he slept in the bed with me. I thought I'd squash him, but I didn't. And that's where he slept most nights, was with me in the bed. And it was like a friend. It was for me to look after and protect, like bringing a baby up or something. I'd be writing home. He'd be there on the top of the page, crimping it for me. And now and again, he'd leave a little message on the envelope or whatever, and that was love from Pig, because I called him Pig. Like.
Emmanuel, God is with us. The Word of God became incarnate. God was no longer a separate entity, distant from the world, speaking to us through prophets, kings and priests. Suddenly, God is here among us. Whenever we look at a baby, there's a great sense of hope. As we watch that child grow, we know that the future holds something special.
by having the bird, it helped me better myself, believe it or not. It made me more responsible because I had a carefree attitude before, you know what I mean? As long as I was all right, then that was fine. But then, you know what I mean? If I hadn't fed the bird, watered it, it would have died. So I was doing good. But he was also doing me good. And I have family on the outside and responsibilities to 4 children. And it was time to knuckle down and be responsible. It's taken a hell of a long time, but I'm getting there. I still have my faults and my bad ways, but there again, it doesn't get me into trouble.
People experience a moment of clarity when suddenly everything begins to make sense. And suddenly that realization is there, that there is a better way. Often that happens without people necessarily associating grace or indeed Christ to that situation. At Christmas we celebrate that Christ deigned to become one like us. Christ shared in our humanity. And the call for us is to share in his divinity. Christmas is a time of rejoicing, a time of hope, by allowing our humanity to be transformed by holiness.
Great feeling to be going in. Great. Leave that world behind. The slate's clean, isn't it, when you leave prison. You've got this fresh beginning, this fresh start. And with Christmas, it's a new start. And it's a new start for everybody. So you can sort of like compare the two together. Christmas, new start. Prison leaving, new start for the future.
And if I were a wise man, yes, I would do my part. Yet what?